Hobnob Hill, a classic San Diego restaurant, turns 80. I love reading about historic restaurants. It always catches my fancy to find out about the glamorous, charming, and unique eating establishments of days gone by. Sadly, most of the famous historic restaurants in Southern California closed, burned down, or were demolished years ago. That's why I'm always delighted to discover eateries that have survived since the mid-20th century. Although some of the most famous historic California restaurants are in Los Angeles, San Diego County is also rich in culture because of its long and diverse history. One of my favorite historic restaurants in San Diego is Hobnob Hill Restaurant. Celebrating its 80th anniversary this year, this charming restaurant is surprisingly obscure among locals, yet its delicious menu of traditional American fare, long hours, and adorable retro decor make it a destination you won't want to miss. Stepping back in time, Hobnob Hill is at 2271 First Avenue, just a mile or two from downtown San Diego. It's in a neighborhood called Bankers Hill because it was home to many affluent families in the late 19th century. Many of the Victorian buildings nearby remain, but there aren't a lot of businesses in this area. In fact, it seems like a residential neighborhood until you see the 1940s style awnings on the building. Once you step inside, it's like you've stepped into a movie. Inside the double doors, you're greeted by a huge photograph of Balboa Park on the opposite wall. The whole restaurant has a black and white motif, with pattern tiles, sleek vinyl booths, and black and white wallpaper. As you step deeper into the restaurant, splashes of color begin to appear, leading to a beautiful Technicolor mural of the film, The Wizard of Oz, on the back wall. This theme pays homage to the beloved 1939's famous transition from the black and white opening in Kansas to the vivid Technicolor Wonderland of Oz. The restaurant is full of Art Deco decor touches that evoke the 1930s, including the elevated booths, the tile work, the glamorous full-service bar, and the more casual lunch counter by the kitchen. The Wizard of Oz theme can be found throughout the restaurant, and its inspiration was not accidental. The connection to the movie is multi-layered. The original owner's name was Dorothy, and she was from Kansas, like the film's heroine. The author of the original book, L. Frank Baum, lived on nearby Coronado Island. Additionally, some of the actors who played Munchkins in the movie would visit the restaurant when they were in San Diego some years ago. The mural covers the back wall, beautifully depicting Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, Glinda the Good Witch, the Wicked Witch, and of course, Toto, too, as they follow the yellow brick road to the Emerald City. It consists of four pieces of wallpaper, printed by Magic Murals, a specialty company in North Carolina. This mural was added during the restaurant's renovation in 2020. The good old days. The restaurant was originally opened by Dorothy and Harold Horsch in May 1944 as Juniper Cafe, a 14-stool lunch counter. 2 years later, they moved to the present location on the corner of Juniper Street and First Avenue and changed the name to Melody Grill. Over the years, it was renamed Dorothy's Oven before becoming Hobnob Hill around 1970. After Dorothy Horsch died in 1991, Harold Horsch sold the restaurant to the current owner, Tanya Warchel, and her husband at the time in 1993. Although he had other offers, he sold to Warchel because she pledged to preserve the restaurant's name, menu, and historical authenticity. Although she has added some new menu items during her 31 years as owner, Warchel has kept the spirit of traditional American fare. You'll see old-fashioned dishes such as beef liver, chicken and dumplings, and Waldorf salad, alongside Mexican-inspired dishes and lighter California fare. There's an extensive breakfast menu, which is served all day. Speaking of hours, you'd think that a specialty restaurant like this might have limited hours. However, the very opposite is true of this restaurant. Hobnob Hill is open from 7 a.m. to midnight every day. This, to me, is a very old-fashioned and valuable quality in a restaurant, since few places stay open past 9 p.m. on weeknights. They serve delicious fresh-baked bread with every meal. In these days of high inflation in restaurants, especially in California, Hobnob's prices are refreshingly reasonable, especially considering the excellent quality, charming atmosphere, and attentive service. The daily specials are an excellent deal, since you get a main dish, plus one side, a cup of soup, bread, and your choice of several salads. They also serve scrumptious milkshakes and malts in many flavors and offer delicious baked goods for dessert. A San Diego gem. Hobnob Hill is right in the middle of it all. It's a few blocks from the I-5 freeway in one direction and a few blocks from Balboa Park in the other. It's close enough to San Diego Airport to see planes taking off and landing when you stand outside its door. Downtown is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. If you're planning a trip to San Diego, either as a vacation or as a day trip from somewhere else in Southern California, consider adding Hobnob to your itinerary. Any time of day or night, as a casual bite or as a fancy meal, you'll find something to love in this retro gem.